Here to speak on the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative and the nature of the new region. You have the floor.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank the organizers of this very distinguished forum to give me the opportunity to speak, because I think most people know that mankind is in one of its most severe crises and maybe the most important crisis in all of our history. The strategic situation is described by many analysts as more dangerous as during the height of the Cold War, which was the Cuban Missile Crisis. The transatlantic financial system is headed for a new crisis worse than 2008, and the refugee crisis in Europe is really not only a tremendous humanitarian crisis, but it is about to explode the EU. Now the question is, are we as a human civilization capable of changing wrong policies which have led to this crisis, or are we doomed to repeat the mistakes which have led, due to geopolitics, to two world wars in the 20th century? But fortunately, we are also witnessing the emergence of a completely new paradigm. Under the leadership of the BRICS countries, a completely new set of relations among states is developing, based on mutual interest, economic cooperation, and collaboration in future-oriented high-technology areas, such as thermonuclear fusion, the research into space, and therefore a deeper understanding of the physical principles of our universe. The Chinese New Silk Road Program, One Belt, One Road, is offering the Chinese economic miracle to be repeated in every country which wants to cooperate in this win-win perspective. Already 65 states are participating in this new model of cooperation, and it is in the process of overcoming geopolitics and with that the source of war potentially forever. The new agreement between US Secretary of State Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov concerning a ceasefire for Syria is potentially a game changer for the entire strategic situation, provided that especially Russia, China, and India immediately work with the countries of Southwest Asia to implement a comprehensive build-up program, not only for the war-torn countries Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, but for the entire region from Afghanistan to the Mediterranean, from the Caucasus to the Persian Gulf. And with the trip of President Xi Jinping to the region, to Iran, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, the extension of the Silk Road is now on the table. The Schiller Institute published a 370-page study with the title "The New Silk Road is Becoming the World Land Bridge," which is already available in Chinese, in Arabic, and soon in Korean language, which is a blueprint for a comprehensive build-up of the whole world economy. It contains a very concrete plan for Southwest Asia. So this region, between Asia, Europe, and Africa, has a huge development potential with great human and natural sources, and it is uniquely located. The 5C strategy announced in 2004 by President Assad can still be a reference point for an infrastructure net between the Mediterranean Sea, the Indian Ocean, the Red Sea, the Caspian Sea, and the Black Sea, making this region potentially a prosperous hub for the vast increases of trade between Asia, Europe, and Africa. Two major development corridors, one east-west and another one north-south, will not only include integrated fast train systems, highways, pipelines, water projects, industries, and agriculture. With modern technologies such as nuclear energy for the desalinization of vast amounts of ocean water and the ionization of moisture in the atmosphere, we can green the desert and reconquer large areas of the desert for agriculture and human habitation. The new Silk Road, which already extends from Chongqing and Yiwu to Tehran, where the first Silk Road train arrived 3 weeks ago, can be extended from there via Baghdad, Amman, Aqaba, and then continues through a tunnel to Sharm el-Sheikh in the southern Sinai to Cairo. The route crosses the Euphrates River, where ancient travel routes can be transformed into modern corridors from the Basra port in Iraq at the Persian Gulf northwest to Aleppo. Existing railroads along the Euphrates in Iraq and a railroad between Aleppo in Syria and Deir el-Sur on the Euphrates should be modernized and a new line from there to Baghdad connecting the main arteries of the Silk Road should be built. Again, this corridor should not just be rail but integrate transport, energy production, distribution, communication and create the conditions governing location for the development of industry and new cities. A land route to India connecting the Iranian rail network up to Sahedan on the Iran-Pakistan border is on schedule to be completed. Other lines, for time reasons very briefly, from Deir es-Sur to Tadmor Palmyra to Damascus and Beirut. A north-south link from Syria to the industrial zones of the Suez Canal, a north-south railway from Damascus to Mecca and Medina, a tunnel under the Bab el-Mandeb Strait to Djibouti, to the Arab Peninsula, and links to Europe, the Black Sea, and Russia. India has good relations with practically all the countries of the region and has been asked already by Russia and China to play a mediating role in such a developing perspective. As Prime Minister Modi said, 65% of the Indian population is under 35 years of age, and that is the greatest asset of the country. These youths must be not only given a vision to help to increase the productivity of the Indian agriculture through the use of power, water, fertilizer, high variety seeds, and so forth, so that the number of working people as farmers can be halved and that land be used for a build-up of infrastructure. But the youth of India can also be inspired to take it as their own mission to participate in the economic transformation of Southwest Africa, Southwest Asia and Africa, and in this way be part of creating a future for all of mankind. The realization of such a development, the last sentence, the realization of such a development perspective is the only way how to end the refugee crisis and revive the economies of Europe and the United States and to develop all of Asia.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much. For the reason that I have the Schiller Institute of Germany. I apologize.